Good morning, you're on TalkDeck.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming on today, Arthur. These are great subjects you folks are speaking of. Kind of reminds me of the jail, too. And, you know, I'm going to say something that is highly unusual, but it's becoming much more common these days. I talk with a lot of people around the town, and, this is becoming more common, especially with, this might sound a little bit negative, but, there is a kind of a poor reputation being earned by the local police department and how they kind of gotten a little violent with a few people lately. Seriously, I'm not trying to be, not trying to be negative, but they're earning quite a reputation. You know, I have no use for the police department anymore, and I know that sounds unusual, but seriously, if I have a problem, I treat my neighbors with respect, and they treat me with respect. We take care of each other. You know, the old fear-mongering that, the government wants to put in place for everybody, as long as, the old adage, divide and conquer. Keep people afraid of everybody else, and you can always offer your solution. We people now, especially with the economy going to the, getting so bad, they're getting concerned about these things, and they're finally seeing the gig is up. And, I'm not afraid of anyone. I'm not afraid of my neighbors. And I understand this. And, it's the same thing with the jail that got shoved down everybody's throat. And I walked up there a couple weeks ago, and I took some video, and I see that there's going to be a lot of problems with that. I've been listening to one of the guys who call in, I know the police and the government wants us to be afraid of each other all the time. I raised my children properly so that they don't get in a position to be taken advantage of by a potential, child molester or what have you. But, or worse, the ones that make them afraid of, their neighbor next door and all that. The government wants to think they're a solution for everything. And, look at how they get their money. Of course, that's how they earn their living. If you don't pay, you lose your home. It's all through real estate taxes, It's amazing, the monopoly.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Well, he does raise some interesting points in that community policing is an important aspect of it, but also to neighborhood associations, which are forming in the city to bring neighbors together to talk about issues that are confronting their neighborhoods and coming up with solutions and showing up at City Hall and raising their concerns directly with the city council members. And it does make a difference. And as a matter of fact, a lot of times police forces are instrumental in forming such organizations, Crime Watch, and just neighbors looking out for each other and just communicating with each other. So he does raise a very good point there.
I think he makes a very good point. And I think that if you talk to the average cop on the street, they would agree that when you have an issue with your neighbor, when you have an issue with anybody, you don't have to begin by calling the police department. We very seldom do anything to solicit work. Generally, when we solicit work, it's to resolve a specific individual offense we're working on. We don't just say, call us if your neighbor gives you a hard time. We'd like to go and get involved with it. The fact of the matter is the average guy would like to stay as far away from your neighborhood problems as we can, right, if it's just between you and your neighbor.
Right.
And the only time that it might become necessary for the police if it looks like it's going to be violent. But we should be your last resort. You shouldn't begin resolving your interpersonal problems with the people around you, with the police department. For the most part, we're not going to have a solution for you. We'll mediate where that may be necessary or try and prevent violence where that may be, but we should not be your first option in resolving personal problems with people in your life.
Can't we all just get along? Good morning, you're on TalkBack.
Yeah, you're talking about the people behind the Hannaford's?
I am.
I mean, I don't know why you people just don't leave the folks alone. I mean, who are they bothering? I mean, that's all I get to say, so.
And he's right to a certain extent. The problem is, it's like everything else. If you let people build something that's not safe, not according to code, then I'm going to want to do it with my home. I mean, why should I have to have them come in and tell me that the addition that I'm putting on has to be built a certain way, has to have certain amenities, certain safety precautions.
And eventually it gets to a point where there's a value to the structure.
Right.
If it starts to meet all these codes.
Right.
And, regretfully, you know, property taxes may come as an issue too as well.
Right.
I know that's something we don't want to be talking about at this particular point in time, but let's assume that this becomes a structure that meets all the codes and whatnot. Then the question is, for the property owner,
does now you have a building.
He's got a building now
right.
on his property.
Right.
So that's a concern. You know, it's a complicated issue, and you're trying to balance out the needs of human beings that are in a certain situation that they obviously need help. But there are shelters in the community for housing, you know, the homeless. It's just that they may not care to, you know, avail themselves of those that have certain rules and regs.
357-1290, good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Are you guys seriously talking about taxing the homeless people behind Hannaford's eventually?
That's not what I said.
No.
That's not what he said.
It's not the homeless people.
Okay. Well, because there's people that live behind Hannaford's that don't have money to rent a place in Keene because the rent is so high.
Uh-huh.
So they find their own way to survive. And what it looks like in the newspaper, you guys are coming in and trying to stamp out their only hope of surviving in Keene.
Well, I think...
And these people are homeless. They need a place to be. The homeless shelters are overcrowded. And you come in and you say, you can't try to survive.
Well, I don't think that's what we're saying at all. I think that...
No, you don't think you're saying that. But it comes across as you saying that because you come in with all your lovely rules and regulations. And you say, we're doing this because we care about you. But they don't even have money to do what you want them to do.
But they have money to start each day with a 24-pack of beer.
Some people give them money for that.
Well,
what they want to do with their money, that's their prerogative.
Right.
Not everyone understands that when you go in and you say, you better do this or else, they don't always see that from the point of view of, we care about you. They see it from the point of view of, you're coming in and telling me what to do, and I don't like that because I'm a grown-up.
Well, I think we're all grown-ups, but I think that is it. There have always been people out behind Hannaford's. They've been there for as long as I've managed the center, and probably before I managed the center. There's always been a few of them out there. I think this may be, I'm not sure, the first time they've ever actually built a
right.
building. They've always used tents and things like that. In fact, a few years ago, there was a really bad fire out there where some people were injured. Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you know, I think there's more to this thing about rules.
Mm-hmm.
The government doesn't follow their own rules.
I know.
I know. So who is the government now to be imposing these rules? And I think you know where I'm coming from, Cynthia. You know, you have a jail out here, once again, and I'm going to probably end up being just like that man who calls in about the war, and rightly so. But this jail... Number one, they told the people you wouldn't see it from the road. If I built a building like that, Cynthia, and or even a house, and told all my neighbors I wouldn't be able to see it from the road, I'd either be fined or made to tear it down. But yet the government gets away with it. Furthermore, there are four very, very serious site violations out there that would never, no private individual or developer would ever be able to get along with. So when you look at the eventual cost, I mean, I do not believe, and I will stand by it, that jail, I don't care what they say the site work is, when it comes down to completion, right, it's going to be far more than what the government bureaucrats are telling us, because as many of those problems there are going to have to be addressed. Sure, they can get away with it this year and say, oh, we're in budget. And furthermore, where does the $39 million dollars come from? So in other words, that's free money. We don't have to pay any interest on that, I assume.
I don't know.
I assume there's a certain
loan, and there will be, you know, but it's bonded, I would assume.
Yes.
Well, so therefore, it's a far more than a $39 million jail. So why don't the people just start telling the truth? I happen to look at my tax bill, right, that went up, where I don't even believe that the jail is even in it yet, but yet my county taxes proportion have already gone up 12%.
Hmm.
And that was from June until December. For what?
Mm-hmm. But I think getting back to interest, I don't think, when you have a mortgage, you say, I have a $100,000 mortgage or a $50,000 mortgage or whatever. You don't say, I have how much it is after they add in all the interest.
Well, they should.
Well, I know, but if I said that, I when I I mean, I'm old enough so we don't have a mortgage anymore, but when we had a mortgage, they used to, when you sign the mortgage, they tell you how much you were paying back. And you'd look at that, and I thought, oh, my Lord, if I ever had to say I have that kind of a mortgage, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night.
But you are now talking private money, okay? This is public money, supposedly public money with the jail. It is not a $39 million jail. It's far more than that when you consider what the cost is going to be to the taxpayers. It's my money that's being thrown away on. You know what? I have a phrase right now, and I want you guys to first hear it. Let's see, Boston has the big dig.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what we have? We have the big pig, and it's right there, and it's going to keep sucking and keep eating. That's what happens with a pig. When you let it keep eating, what does it do? It gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and that's exactly what the government is doing, and what ends up happening, it all's falling back onto us right here, the citizens of Keene. So from now on, that I'm going to refer to that as the big pig.
And, caller, just to let you know, I am a city councilor, and you refer to the county officials saying that the jail would not be visible from the road. That was the same assurance I did receive. So just to let you know that I don't know where you heard that, but there is some validity to that.
Well, of course there's validity.
It didn't have to do with the ledge that they had to change where the building was going to be when they started it because there was ledge there. Am I wrong?
Yeah, but wouldn't, all you had to do was do the test borings. Why do you think Mr. Hill stopped taking the dirt out of there? Because he knew there was ledge.
Mm-hmm.
And there's validity to everything I say, because I'll go up there with independent engineers, and I'll tell you the site work is not that it's done poorly, it's just not completed.
But do you think, in looking at the big picture, do you think that the new county jail is going to be an improvement over the old county jail?
Absolutely not. Not as far. Not when it costs twice. It's going to cost twice to do the jail prisoners. It's twice as big as it's supposed to be. Even Chris Roberts said they told him they were going to build it in phases, which they didn't do. Mm-hmm. They're creating a much bigger bureaucracy. And the only good thing, we have to see the light. The only good thing is when everybody drives by and sees that thing, they can look at what their tax bills are going to be because of that, because all you're doing is create a bigger bureaucracy. And far as I really don't care that other people are coming to look at it. To me, that's something to be ashamed of. I thought this was a great area to live in. Why do we need a jail that big?
Defer some of the costs that you're concerned about, they are going to put some apparently federal prisoners in there.
And I think they also built it larger so that because it was less expensive to build it now than it would be to add on to it, 10 years down the road.
That's always the government answer, Cynthia. But the fact of the matter is, we are in tough economic times. It's twice as big as it needed to be. Why should my tax dollars be going out to pay for federal prisoners? Because it's not going to lower my taxes. And I thank you very much for your time, and I do appreciate you guys canning this, because if everything was run the way the city does, the way you guys do, you guys are open. The school board is open about what they're doing, but boy, when it goes beyond that, I have no faith in them. Well, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Well, thanks for calling. Merry Christmas. 357-1290 is our number this morning. We are going to break for some messages. You're listening to Talk Back on the News Station, WKBK 1290 AM and 104.1 FM. We'll be back. Good morning, you're on Talk Back.
Hey, good morning, Cynthia. It's Sam.
Good morning.
I'm hearing all of these people call in about the city doing a wonderful job, and while I agree they do on certain things, I'm a little surprised by what I've heard. I mean, just looking back over this last year, we've had people request documents from the city clerk's office. In my case, the city attorney took the lawsuits, which are required to be kept on file and immediately made available. He took those out of the office, out of the files of the clerk, reviewed them for a while, did not actually give me all the records. So he secreted records from a right-to-know request. So you've got the city covering up documents and trying to keep a lid on things. We had the fire department, EMTs, come and attack a man, steal a phone out of his hand.
Well, I don't think they attacked him.
Well, if I did that to you or to a police, I think they would call it simple assault.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
but you know,
I'm
we
not
going to
disagree with you, but
Eli
I
Rivera,
don't.
Who, in my case, took the stand in contempt of a subpoena and then lied under oath. Now that's perjury, but it's okay because you've got your Judge Burke in there, who says that when one of the police officers, these honorable, great people who I agree. They are very professional in what they do, at least when the public gets an eye on them. But you have your own judge in there saying that when a cop takes the stand and lies under oath, that it doesn't affect his credibility as a witness. Now, again, if I did that or if you did that, it'd be a crime. Well, you're part of the protected class, so you'd probably be okay, but not me.
Well, Sam, we're out of time, but Merry Christmas to you.
Same here,
bye-bye.
Sam.
Bye-bye. Oh,